always good to have a medical professional on the show because we rabbit on about, you know, corona all the time and throw our opinions out there, but there's someone in the know who knows
yeah,
better.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We've got absolutely no idea, but I tell you who does have an idea is Dr. Rebecca Locke. She's a GP and medical educator. She also works at the Noosa Outlook Medical Centre. We like to call her Dr. Beck. Good morning, Dr. Beck.
Good morning.
How are you? Are you worn out? Are you busy? What's happening?
Yeah, look, it is really busy at the moment. I've got lots of friends doing COVID jabs, as I am as well, and we're fitting them in around our usual work, and it's flu vax time as well, so it's pretty flat out.
What's that ratio like, Dr. Beck? So, you know, how many jabs are you doing for, you know, COVID compared to, say, a flu jab? Is there a ratio you sort of know?
Oh, I don't know if I could say a ratio, but, you know, we're fitting in as many COVID jabs as they give us the vaccination. So that's our limiting factor at the moment, is how many vaccinations the government can provide for us in a week.
Okay.
And we're trying to get through all of them every week.
That's a really good point, isn't it, Bilks? Because, I mean, prior to COVID, you know how difficult it was even to get an appointment with your regular GP. Sometimes you have to book a month in advance, and then all of a sudden there's this, and you guys are expected to just miraculously fit in vaccinating the entire country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I've got lots of friends who are doing it in addition to their regular hours, so they're starting an hour or two earlier in the morning to get in the COVID jab, staying an hour or two later every night, and then doing all their regular work too.
We feel bad getting you out of bed at this time of the morning when you've got a big full day ahead. I've got to ask you about AstraZeneca. What's the anecdotal evidence you're getting from patients? How are they feeling after the jab? I hear it does make you feel a bit poorly a few days later.
Yeah, look, the first couple of days after a vaccination, particularly the AstraZeneca, you feel a little bit off colour. And that's your body creating the immune particles that it needs to fight the virus. So you feel headachy, aches and pains, sometimes a little bit of a fever or sort of shivers. Mm-hmm. And that's all pretty normal, as well as a sore arm where the jab actually happened. With AstraZeneca, some people get a little bit of diarrhea, first couple of days, and then it all settles down.
Okay.
So be prepared for a couple of days off work then?
Yeah, I mean, some people are absolutely fine, and that's a bonus. But you know, to be aware that there are potential side effects. I had my second vaccination recently, and had a pretty ordinary Saturday. So I had it on Friday, so I could have the day off on Saturday, and felt aches and pains, and felt pretty ordinary.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, well, you would want to book in on a Friday, wouldn't you, if you're doing your regular Monday to Friday. Bilko won't. He'll book in on a Monday, I can assure you.
I'll get the week off then.
He's got the next few off.
Hey, what are you saying to patients that come and ask you about AstraZeneca and Pfizer and the availability? What are you saying to them?
I think it's a dangerous game to not actually have your vaccination and to put it off. Just this week, looking at Melbourne and having the little eruption down there, my advice is to take a vaccination when it's offered to you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. So the risks are low, particularly in the older age group of AstraZeneca. So older, not old. So the over 50s with AstraZeneca is, you know, we have really good advisory services to make sure that it, what we're advising is as safe as possible for the community.
Mm. Well, this is one that's really sort of bothering Bilko, because he's 52.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's right on that younger end, and I guess you're feeling quite apprehensive about it, aren't you, Bilko?
I am apprehensive because of the blood clot thing, but I'm really worried. I don't want to let this linger. I really want to get it going and get into the vaccine.
He wants the vaccination. What would you recommend to someone like Bilko to either alleviate his fears and also, you know, post getting the jab? I mean, should he be more active, or what's the situation?
Particular blood clots are really unusual blood clots. They're not like a normal blood clot. What actually happens is your immune system eats up all of your platelets, mm-hmm. and your platelets become really low, and then a blood clot forms because of that. It's an immune-mediated response, and it's rare. So in the In the younger age group, it's less rare. So we're talking 40 per 100,000.
Oh, okay.
But when we're talking about the whole population, it's like 6 per million. So in the older age group, so over 50, we're talking, again, from a numbers point of view, probably 1 in a million. Like, it is pretty, it's really rare.
Okay.
The same sort of chance of having a really bad anaphylactic or allergic reaction to the vaccination. So that's gotcha. Similar chances of the clot or that allergy.
Yeah, I just want to get on with it. And I'm thinking, you know, when you put those figures out there, Dr. Beck, you know, just, you know, get on with the bilker, you know, just start the regime. Because it's, what, 12 weeks between each shot?
That's right, 12 weeks between. And then from your second shot, you've got immunity. The first shot gives you a little bit of immunity, but not as good as the second.
All right. Yep. All right.
Thank you for alleviating his fears, Dr. Beck.
Thank
you. And don't feel stupid for being concerned, Bilko. You're one of many people.
Yeah,
like, so many people are, I would imagine you're getting asked that question a lot, Dr. Beck.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like almost every second patient is asking about their vaccination.
Yeah. You're probably sick of it, but I'm glad you put it out there for the Zinc family as well.
Hopefully we've stopped a few people asking you.
Yeah. All right. Off to work now, Dr. Beck.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Dr. Rebecca Locke, GP and medical educator, and you can find her at the Noosa Outlook Medical Centre.
By the way, and the Zinc family might be able to help us out with this one. I know there's probably got to be a bigger campaign to get people more encouraging to do the jab.
Yes.
I don't think there's enough going on in Australia. Over in the UK, they're pulling out Michael Caine and Elton John and all these celebrities to drive the fight. They're actually getting it physically put into their arm on these commercials. But I don't see it happening here in Australia. We see the pollies and what have you, but no one gives a damn about what a polly does. But I'm thinking of someone like Margot Robbie or Russell Crowe was getting the jab. I mean, someone like Russ, especially for guys, you know what? For me, that would sort of mentally tip me over the edge to say, well, Russ is doing it. He's around my age.
So
if he's confident.
You'd be more likely to get the jab with Russell Crowe getting
the vaccination. Yes, if I see him do it first.
Then Dr. Beck saying to you.
Well, she's alleviated the fears.
Yeah,
but,
fair enough.
But,
all right, okay.
But a celebrity.
I love this. I love so much. You love celebrity. Okay, so Russell Crowe for you.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, for me. Well, look, I reckon if Beck's showed up, David Beckham, I'd sit next to him and get my jab.